Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Amazing the different places like conversations will go once you start talking about death, essentially, yeah, right? We've gotten into some interesting places today. Shout out to the texter that hit us up and kind of filled us in on how they handled their cremation.
Yes.
They split, was it their grandmother? Anyway, they split the cremated ashes into five.
Do you put it in a measuring cup? So everybody gets like 3/4?
You got to split it up equal.
You split it up equally? Or you, like, you do the drunken pour where you somebody flow out?
That sounds funny, but there are people out there, I can guarantee you, that would have a big deal if they thought that one person got more of mom than the other.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I believe that. Absolutely. Yeah. I believe that.
Brenda Nuckton, one of our devoted listeners from Portland, reminded me that our bodies are like 70% water. So when they burn us up, a lot of the weight goes away.
Thank you,
Brandon. So that explains the minimal amount of ash.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Brenda. All right, James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hi, Andrew. Andy, wanted to wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I had one or two quick things. First off, I wanted to know what your thoughts were, both of y'all's thoughts were. Now, Chris Oladokun with the Chiefs and Brady Cook with the Jets played, you know, they had their sort of emergencies, new quarterbacks that people haven't seen a lot of. Secondly, I wanted to ask you, you know, Raheem Morris has seen, everybody seems to think he's done a little bit better job in the last two or so games, and they think he'll be able to save his job, but we've still had a lot of issues in these last two games. You think he still needs to be gone since the season's gone and it's too little too late? And then the last thing I want to ask you was, in the spirit of the holidays, a lot of people consider Die Hard like a Christmas movie, you know?
Yep.
But I look at it as a movie that was set during Christmas, but it's not a Christmas movie, and it's not really...
You damn right, James.
As a Christmas movie, you got bad guys falls off a skyscraper at the end of it, not really got a great holiday message. I was wondering your thoughts on it.
Thank you, James.
You certainly don't have
a great holiday message.
You damn right, James.
Agree with you on
right
that
there,
one.
James. So agree with you, my brother.
Guy trying to get home with his family to his family for Christmas is the best holiday message there is.
Whatever.
some murders take place.
He is already at home. He's picking his wife up from the airport in part two.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. In
part two,
one,
I don't think was considered a holiday Christmas
but
movie.
In part one, what was he doing? He went to a Christmas party at his wife's job.
Yeah. You know, I will say one thing about all those 90s movies. The Christmas parties looked awesome. We watched Jingle All the Way last night.
Yeah, like
that Christmas party that? Was.
Who knew all that goes down in the supply closet?
Yeah, man, and that's probably why we don't get to have Christmas parties like that anymore. Because like all these, I didn't notice this as a kid, and obviously you wouldn't. But now I'm watching it as an adult and a dad. Like so many of these 90s Christmas movies are just about dads being like kind of not great dads.
Yes.
Like. Arnold Schwarzenegger just cares about his job and forgot to get his kid a Christmas gift. It's like, damn. He called his wife on the phone and said, you're my number one customer. Like, you can't say that to your wife, you know? Same thing with the Santa Claus. He's just kind of a, you know, kind of not doing that great of a job. That was a big part of the 90s stereotypes of dads. It was just like, you guys are pretty crappy at it.
We're
getting better at it.
Getting better at it.
Didn't he kill Santa Claus in that movie? Accidentally?
I don't think he killed him. I think he fell. And then apparently the person that finds
he was negligent
dead Santa gets to be negligent. The new Santa.
He was negligent.
Now that's a lot more appropriate for now. That's what would have happened. Santa would have been okay, but he would have sued him. As for the other stuff, I don't know. Nobody cares more about the third string quarterback on a roster than James in Gainesville.
Exactly.
And I give him credit for that. He cares deeply.
Nobody cares
about the depth chart at quarterback.
Yes.
I don't. Those guys aren't going to play.
No.
Like Patrick Mahomes.
They will not be starting quarterbacks next year.
No, they will not. Tim is in Smyrna. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Andy and Sir Randy. Happy holidays.
What's up, Tim?
I got a Christmas question for you. So if you were left home alone at 10 years old, how would you booby trap your house if you had invaders coming in?
Uh-huh. Thank you, Tim.
Oh, if we were Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, if I was in that scenario, I would have got kidnapped so fast.
There's no way. I'm putting up a fight.
I'd have been hiding under the bed.
I'm putting up a fight. Now, would I have been as creative as Lil' Kevin? Probably not. But, you know, you ain't just going to take me. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be some smoke in the city.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple things that I know this. And as a child, there was two things that we know what not to do. One, you don't answer that damn door.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you don't go outside till mama get home. Mm-hmm. So you ain't got to worry about watching me. He's all alone. You got to ever worry about that. All right? That's one thing you never got to worry about.
You would have just been in the house the whole time.
Yeah, I've been in the house. Mama's, you know, don't answer. Your mama never changed. Boy, don't answer my dough. And don't you go outside till I get home work.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two staples.
Well, I was allowed to go, like, in the driveway. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go outside. Okay. You better go outside. You better not go outside. When Angel went home from work, you better not go outside that dough.
But didn't she have to remind you every time, though?
Every single damn time.
Why they didn't know that he was at home.
Why did you have to remind?
That's true. There was no reminder.
Hey, don't answer that.
It
was not an everyday reminder because it was one of the things that was embedded in your head. You know your ass better open the door, and you know your ass better not go outside.
The other thing, too, like, if that movie was real life, he would have just had two murdered grown-ups in his house.
Yes.
Like, one guy would have got his face burnt off, and the other guy, when the iron hit him in the head, he would have been either concussed or dead and like bled out in the basement. And then they come home and it's like, oh my, really, they come home to a horrifying crime scene is what they come home to. So that would have been pretty tough too. Like, what have you been up to the whole time, Kevin?
Oh, just killing folks.
Murdered these guys.
Just killing folks.
These guys tried to break in and I wasn't having it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Are you thirsty for more?
Yes.
But no, I was a scared little kid. I would have been up in that attic hiding behind the mannequin. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
How you doing, brother? I want to ask you a question. Like, what is the best thing as far as the holidays goes? Like, what is the best person what is the best person you've had?
Come on, Derek.
Come on, Derek. Spit it out, bro.
You got it.
What is the best person, like, whenever y'all have holidays, what is the best person that y'all have y'all best holidays with?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Derek. I will say now my favorite part of the holidays is the kids.
Yeah. I mean,
watching the kids open gifts.
And that's the greatest thing.
Really
and as much as, you know, it's hard for me to ever – because I have fun with the complaining about building and putting things together, but it's always, I know the reason behind, I don't mind being hungover and drunk like I'm going to be tomorrow night putting together stuff. And I forgot, you know what? And she got on me the other day when somebody said traditions and everything. Like, we have Christmas Eve dinner at our house, but it's Popeyes included with the dinner. But then she makes a fancy spread and everything. But no, it's
like, she said you didn't honor. Somebody asked about the traditions. Yeah. You tried to act like, okay.
We have a fancy dinner and everything. And she's making that this pork belly thing. It's freaking amazing.
That sounds awesome.
But just having them kids, like, because I was talking to Isaiah this morning. He's like, because he's going to come to Christmas, they're going to go to his mom's house and everything. He's like, because I know Sam's going to be up early in the morning, so we're going to wrap gifts and I'm going to go to mom's house. But yeah, just that right there it's a fun feeling for your kids to wake up on Christmas morning.
The joy in their faces on Christmas morning
is awesome.
Is unrivaled.
It's awesome.
They wanted, because my wife videos everything like every wife does now.
Yes.
They wanted to watch last year's Christmas morning. This morning. And they were like, oh, yeah, remember that? I was like, it was reminding me. I was like, God, they do. They get them, they're happy, and then they move on from them real quick because, you know, you go over the top and all that. But. Yeah, that's what it is. It's the joy and the magic of Christmas in the eyes of the children.
Yep.
Nick is in Gwinnett. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Nick.
I got a question for both of you all, then I got a question for Andy. So I may get y'all in trouble a little bit, but I hope I don't. What is the one gift that y'all have received from your wives where you had to pretend like you liked it just so you would hurt their feelings? And Andy, I remember on the episode, I want to say it was a couple of weeks ago, you said that you didn't have an Amazon Prime account, have an Amazon account. Mm-hmm. Will you commit to actually creating an Amazon account and use it in 2026, or will you still be Grandpa Bunker and going to the store, shaking hands and
what
get
is
the
this,
story?
Jeff Bezos calling me, trying to get my money? Can't have my money, Nick.
No, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. No Amazon for me, dog.
Don't get into the it's just easy to press send, dog.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Don't do that.
What am I proving? My wife has one.
Yeah.
I watch the Thursday night football games on Prime on the TV.
That's all you need, right?
It's not like I'm really like. But this is one of my whatever, man. This is one of my stances, and I'm taking it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I'm not mad at you.
I'm gonna be stubborn about it.
Gifts that my wife has got. Like, my wife usually gets me everything I ask for, and I don't ask for nothing. So she get me certain things. Like last year,
That's exactly what I wanted.
I wanted them damn copper. I wanted them copper thing, them copper toned, like the Moscow Mule can thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I wanted the measuring cups like that.
Oh, cool.
Bam.
That's great.
Got it. I want a new Dutch oven. Bam. Got it. So I usually get most of the time whatever I ask for.
I can't think of like a Christmas gift my wife has gotten me. Once, because we always go to the pumpkin patch for in the fall, you know. She got everybody matching flannels, and I'm pretty particular about my flannel. And it wasn't to my standard of quality. I wore it the first year because she bought it. It was very sweet.
Right.
But it did get put in a Goodwill bag that next year. Like, don't be getting me the $29.99 flannels from Walmart. Right. I need the good thick stuff. I need a good Patagonia L.L. Bean flannel.
I don't splurge on much, but...
Yeah.
When it comes to my flannel.
Me too.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah. We're the same on that one. Brad is in Villa Rica. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
I got a question for both of y'all, and then I got one question for you, Andy.
All right.
What is the dirtiest or weirdest gift y'all ever have gotten in your whole entire life from a Secret Santa? And Andy, when you go... Your whole entire life, you play golf, all right? Have you ever wore a flanneled or plaid pants with a shirt and top playing a round of golf?
Interesting.
Thank you, Brad. I used to have some plaid shorts. I had some Polo Ralph Lauren plaid shorts that I would golf in
sometimes. What do you call it?
Polo?
No.
Ralph Lauren?
Okay.
Lauren? I don't know. What is it?
I don't know because I call it Ralph Lauren.
Okay, I don't know. I had some polo plaid shorts that I used to wear back in the day sometimes.
Okay. You said Secret Santa. What technically is that?
It's like a family party or like a holiday party or something like that. And everybody brings, it's almost like a gag gift, like a white elephant kind of.
Secret Santa, you just draw names for a gift.
The white elephant.
Secret Santa can be a real thing.
Okay, we just did that at Dolores and Jimmy's house. They they had the white Santa.
It was a white elephant?
White elephant's where you get to steal people's gifts.
What I call it?
White Santa.
White Santa.
Hey, man. Santa could be any color.
The white elephant thing. So yeah, we did that at the place. Yeah.
Okay.
Where y'all stole gifts from people?
It was a game or something. Like, yeah. Everybody.
Somebody goes first, right, and the next person either gets a new gift or steals theirs.
Right.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
God, I don't. Those are a lot of fun.
They are fun. I don't think I've only been to a couple, and it's been a long time.
Yeah. I usually buy good stuff for those. Like. Push the boundary of the spending limit.
Whatever the spending limit
is. The Secret Santa's like, because we used to do this, I tried to make this a tradition every tight end room that I was in NFL. Like, we're going to get each other, but you can only spend $25 on a gift. Mm-hmm. So try imagine dudes with the kind of bread that you have trying to spend $25 on a thoughtful gift for another teammate.
Yeah.
Which is always, because everybody would go to Spencer's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then you get some silly stuff.
Yeah, everybody go to Spencer's to get one of them damn something out of Spencer's.
Rusty was telling us they had a topic on their show earlier today about your favorite old store at the mall. Spencer's was it, right?
Yes.
Like, the amount of nonsense that was in there.
Yes.
Based on your age, you can go to the front, the middle, or the back, or the backpack.
I had the backpack. You got a little older.
The backpack was that's what them freaks were.
That's exactly right.
That's what them freaks were.
Who do you think? Because like, you go on a road trip and you see all those billboards for the. You know, the adult store or whatever. And then you get to it and you see the adult store and it's just a brick building with no windows. Mm-hmm. Who's in there? Because I've never gone. You ever gone into one of those?
Hell yeah.
You have?
I wanted to see.
Oh, okay. So who is in there?
Ain't that like a freak store off the exit?
I want to.
A freak store off the exit?
No, I'm curious. I want to go check it out.
A freak store off the exit, you see a lot of truckers.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah.
You see that the couple and the dude got them thick glasses, the thick eyeglasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like a mail order kind of couple? Like,
yeah, just some, you know. But yeah, I'm always curious about them stores. You go in there? That's why I went to my first peep show.
They got peep shows in there?
Dude, 25-cent, dog. You get it.
There's a real person on the other side of it?
Dude, no, I take it back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. Sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
First peep show I went to was in San Fran. I was curious, and it was like a quarter, put it in there. And it's going to take a while for it to get naked.
You probably get what you pay for a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
So they just sit in that room and wait on somebody to.
Dude.
Imagine if no one comes.
Y'all never been to a peep show?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, go to San Fran.
Only I wouldn't even know where to find one.
Exactly, in San Fran.
For all the kids listening, a peep show is just when you get to look at the presents early.
Yeah.
That's what that is. As a reward.
It's going to take a lot of quarters.
That was an Elf reference.
Yes.
For those of you who know. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
Went to the nasty shop off of a truck stop.
I've always wondered.
You're not missing nothing.
I just want to know who's in there.
Oh, man. It smelled like Newport and Feet, man. it smelled like some damn
But then if I was in there, then I would be the answer to the question. Yeah, and I don't want to be the answer to that question.
this is pretty funny. This didn't go over there, but Brandon Adams likes Andy's eye contact.
Come on, man. That's not what he said.
What did he say?
He said he likes that every week when he comes in and I shake his hand, I make eye contact.
Okay, he said he likes it.
You made it sound. He made it sound weird. God, I don't know. There was so many of them today. I would say just listen to the whole first 2 hours of the show because it was all very, very nonsensical, but it was really, really fun. I don't have a specific one.
Andy, Sports Radar needs Blue Chew. And, dude, this one never gets old, but it's probably the 100th time that we've used it. Randy's never given up the bush.
Nope, never.
Oh, yeah, Randy said I need to do better with my deodorant game, so I'm going to. 2026 New Year's resolution, nicer deodorant. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It'll be Christmas Eve. Have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.